Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori Maratzi Sheyuchiu, Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Vasub Shmuel. And I'm going to be discussing a very interesting Shaila that has come up numerous times in the Batei Dinim, and that is that a couple gets divorced. And one of the children, or some of the children, are estranged from the father. And the father refuses to support the child. The father says, the kid won't speak to me, won't visit me, won't have anything to do with me. And I ain't paying. So the shaila is a father chayav b'mezonos b'no? Is a father chayav to support his child? Even when the child refuses to have any connection with him. So as I mentioned, this is discussed in numerous Sfarim. It came up in numerous Batei Dinim, and it's written in the Pisgei Dinim. And this is from the Sefer Ateres Devora. The Rambam writes, Ishus 21:17, Acharei sheishanim yesh lav loymar, imu etzli etein lo mezonos, vimu etzel imoy eini noisein lo klum. Father has a right to say, if my son is by me, I'll give him mezonos. And if he's by his mother, I don't have to give him anything. Until six, he has to support him. From six on, he says, if he's by me, I'll support him. If not, I'm not. He has the right to do that. The Chalakas Mechoykek writes, K'sha'ben ein arotzu liparad mi'imo yesh lav loymar ein alei chiyub tztoka lefarnesli kol zman she'ein shamea lekol liyos etzli lando tar v'shay devarim. When the son doesn't want to separate from his mother, because the father officially is supposed to get the child after the age of six, he doesn't want to separate from his mother, the father can say, no chiyuv tzedakah, I don't have to be in front of this child when he doesn't listen to me to learn Torah, because only the father can properly teach the son Torah, other things. So if the son doesn't want to listen to the father can say, I don't have to be in front of him. So the Chorot Mashman, the Rambam, in the Chalkas Mechokek, that the father is potter from being the farnes, the son, if the son doesn't listen to him. It's very difficult to understand, because you're punishing a six-year-old child, a seven-year-old child, an eight-year-old child. It's a little kid. And so what's going on over here? So to Rav Kook, Magana Ramzatzal, in the Ezras Koyen, Simon and Zion, writes, the Emes HaTerutz Shal Achalkas Mechoyka Kudoychak Kmo Shekosev Baatz Mishrahechem Matzanu Sheniyah Ma'anishim Es HaKotin Ben Sheishanim Shenote Da'ato Achar Imo. When you start punishing a little child, the Rambam here says, till six, the mother can keep him. She takes care of him. He's a little child. Afterwards, the father gets him. We're punishing such a small child who wants his mother. And now he has no more tzchus mezonos because he wants his mother. Come on. B'chi baron shenu. Is he subject to punishment? Eich efshar, says Moran HaRav. Eich efshar lomar she'yanishu tinok ben shesh al asher eino rotze lazuz me'imo. How are we punishing a six-year-old who doesn't want to leave his mother? So to understand this halacha, we can say that as follows, the reason that a father is obligated to support his child is because he's his biological father, and when you bring a child into the world, you can't place them on the tzibur. You can't place the onus of supporting the child on the community. You brought a child into the world, so you have to support the child. Mechitesi, that the community should support the child. And we see this in Maseches Brachos and in Ksubis and Daf Mentes on the Beis, that when a father refuses to support his child, we say to him, Yarod Yalda, Avnei Masa Shadia, Avnei Masa Shadia, Rashi, Hatanin, Olid, Todosav, Vehitil Parnasasim al Avnei Ha'ir. This Tanin, this big whale, gave birth to children, and now he's placing, that's Yarod, Yud Alev Reish Vav Dalet, Yalda, Vehavnei Masa, and on the people of the town, Shadi, he throws them, Rashi, Vehitil Parnasasim al Avnei Ha'ir. And now he's placing the parnasa on the people of the city, Mechitesi. So it appeared that the nusach of the Ge'ara, what we scream at him, is magdir the chiyuv. That's so interesting. That what we use to admonish him, the words we use to admonish him, helps us define, understand the obligation. Meaning, you bring a kid into the world, what do you mean? You're going to be matil parnasasim al b'nei ha'ir? You're going to force the people of the city to support him. Mapetom, it's your obligation to support him. So that's the svara of Mizonos. Whether it's before six, after six. Before six, there's a takanas chachamim, that a father is mechuyav lefarnasa. And there's a chovas mamon mikrach takana. Afilu yesh lo mamon mishal atzma, like we see in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. You have a kid, you know, a four-year-old, he does commercials, he makes millions of dollars, but the father has to support him. And from the age of six, if the child can't support himself, now the father has to support him. Rambam in Hilchos Ishus 12:14 writes, "Kishem shadam chayv mizonis ishtoi, kachuz chayv mizonis banov ubnoisav ktanim atchi ubnei sheish shanim, mikan veelach ma'achilin atchi yigdulu ketakonis chachamim." That just like a person is obligated in Mizonos Ishto, so too he's obligated in the Mizonos of his children, of his small boy, sons and daughters, until their sixth birthday. Until their sixth birthday. Mikan ve'elach, from here on in, ma'achilin ad sheyigdlu konas chachamim. And now he has a special konas chachamim that he has to support them. If he doesn't want, we scream at him, embarrass him. We do what we can, we say we can, in order to compel him to support the child. Of the father is less than an impure bird. An impure bird supports his children. And this oisvarf doesn't support his children. But we don't force the father to support the child after the age of six. So to force him, we force him until six. And mikan ve'elech, if he doesn't, we embarrass him to support the children. So the Rambam, Peloshano Hazav, writes, Kitta konas chachomim. Machilan achi yigdalu, kitta konas chachomim. Like the takon of chachomim, so is Loshan Shulchan Aruch Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph. However, the gra, the biurav, Sif Katan Beis, lives with the Tzarech Iyun. In this lashon, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, kit takonas chachamim. That a father is chayev from the age of six, kit takonas chachamim, because the Gra understood that they're referring to takonas usha. Aval kafi anera in kavanatam takana mechayevet chiyuv mamon gamur, shebkvotav ani yordim lenechsei ha'av afilu kshesh ilodim nechasim mishalem, ala kavanatam batakana acheret. המתייחסת לחובת האב לילדיו אחר גיל שש, תגנת חמיש אב יפונס לילדיו ושלא יתר פנסתם על הציבור, ואינו מפרנסם, אב כשאינו עמיד גוערים בו, כשהגערה אינה מועילה, מכריזין עליו בציבור. אך אין בכלל תקנה זו לרדת לנכסים כשאינו מפרנסם סם. For his takanas usha, then we would go into his nechasim. It's not so pasha that we go into there, and is that we take forcibly from his nechasim. That was apparently bothering the Gra. But the answer is, it's not takanas usha. There's no yirida lenechasav. Just until six, you can force him. From the age of six, you give him musar, scream at him, embarrass him. But there's not yirida lenechasav, lo yardim lenechasav. Sefer Otzer HaPoskim in Siman Ayin Aleph Sifkat Nei brings the name of the Dina Dechaye, that the Chiyuv above the age of six, if the father is not a wealthy man, is either from Takanas Chachamim or Takanas Usha, but there is no Takana Laredes Lenachasev. All we do is we scream at him, embarrass him. If he can't afford it, he can't afford it. V'chein b'shut Ezra's coin, writes Maran HaRav Zetzal, לא רק בתור הסטוק החייב הוא לזן את בנו הקטן, גם כשהם מבני שש ולמעלה תכנס אושה. כתמינו בגמורה, כסוב בסמנטס עמד בייז, ולא שנו שוכן אורך הוא בסמנה עין אלף סיף אלף, שזנם בתכנס חכמים גם כשהם למעלה מבני שש. ואף כפי שהקרא בביור אף תומה על הלשן של שוכן אורך שקוסף זה שהם מתכנס חכמים. וסיים בצורך עיון, שם בסיף קוטן בייז וכוונות סוזל, אם משום שבמסקן השם מסקינה דקפול היעס. עסיסה בציבורה ואין כויפן עושה. נראה ואין זה מתקנס חכמים, אלא מצווה רמה לא רק מחויבת סטוקה, כי מי עושה מזה כאי סוף סוף, מחלים מוסו על זה ורמינן אור ובוי בני, הרוג אבא לא בוי בני, כמבור שם, רק אופן אם יש לי ילד הזה סחוס על אביו בזה. Not only מתורס סטוקה does the father have to support his young children, even when they are above, this is the Rav speaking, even when they are from the age of six and above. Rather, it's Takanas Usha, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis. Here it says, this is Memtes Amid Beis, but Usha is Skino, She Adam Zanis Banaves Benosuk Shem Ketanim. There it just says, when they're Ketanim, doesn't say how old. The Rav says it means even if they're higher, older than six, he still has to be Mepharnes his children, that's Takanas Usha. Now we're saying that it is mitakanas usha. Ve'af al pisha ha'gra, even though the Gra is biur, doesn't understand lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, who writes it's mitakanas chachamim, and he leaves it with the tzarachin. What's the tzarachin? So explains Rav Kook that b'maskana maskina dekafu le'asisa b'tzibura. What does that mean? So the Gemara says ki avo ase l'kamid Rav Chizda, when they came before Rav Chizda, people who didn't want to support their children, Armalahu, he said to the people who are memunim al hakol, people who are in charge of the community. Kafule asisa bitzibula. Kafu klesha kochimbo alpi bifne atzibul. Velekum velem of Yakumo to Adam Shinoratel Azunat Banavi and Moda Rabea Kli. Kutesha Gavua Vishmu atzibul at Kolo. Let him stand up on a Kli and let him say, I am worse than an orev, than a raven. Urva bai bine. Ani ramen aorev shehu rotze bivanav. He wants children. He's mefarnes them. I'm not. So this way, people will hear. They'll help the kids. So you see that Rav Chizda didn't actually force, but Rav Chizda embarrassed them. So the Gra's wondering. There's no kfiya. Nira de ein zeh takanas mitakanas chachamim. Ela mitzvah be'alma. אבל לא רק מחובת צדקה, כי אם יותר מזה, so, the Gra apparently was bothered that if it's מתקנס חכמים, then how come there's no כפייה? Because you see here in the Gemara that they didn't force the father. And maybe the Gemara's understanding that if it was mitakanas chacham, they would force the father. So the Rav explained that it's not mitakanas chacham, it's a mitzvah, but not mitztaka, it's more than that. Because we embarrass him. And we have him say, I'm worse than a raven. So the Rav is understanding that it's takanas usha. Like the Gemara says, usha is kinu. No, the Rambam doesn't say usha, the Rambam says takanas chachamim. But here we see that it's mitakanas usha, and we don't force the father, but we embarrass him, and it's a chiyuv. It's not just staka. The Rav says it's a chiyuv. It's not staka grade. The father has to do it. And even if you learn that it is a chiyuv staka, that's how some poskim learn pshat in the sugya. But it's an obligation to give staka. Of Yarod Yelda. Fizel Rama Mishochana, right? Because you can't give birth to children and then put them on the community. Fizel Rama Mishochana Ruch Pasku, Shima Ben Nishar Itzel Imo, Lachar Gil Shesh. Ha'av eino chayav l'farneso. The father is not chayav to mefarnes the child. And the reason is, since the gedra the takana that the father brought him to the world, he has to mefarnes him and not to throw him on the tzibur. So he says, Bakasha, come to my house. I'll be mefarnes you. And the kid says, I don't want to have anything to do with you. So he's not throwing him on the tzibur. He's inviting him. He's saying, be part of my life and I'll be happy to support you. The kid refuses, the child refuses. And that's what we saw before in the Chalkas Mechokek. Shaben ain't a rotzili pard meimho. And the son doesn't want to separate from the mother, so then the father can say, I don't have to support him. If he wants to, it's not that we're punishing the child, but we're saying, telling the father, you can't throw him on the tzibur. The father isn't throwing on the child on the tzibur. The father is saying, be part of my life and I'll support you, and the child is refusing. The father doesn't have to support him. Rav Avram Shapira was the chief rabbi and sat in a Beis Din in Yerushalayim. So he wrote a Psak Din in his Sefer Minchas Avram in the third volume in Siman Dalet, also published in the Truman Journal, volume 16, 71 to 86. And he says that that's all when the Din is Machayev the son to live by the father. But if the son can't go live by the father, and the proper place for the son is with the mother, Alpidin is not supposed to live with the father. And just the son is supposed to visit the father. Then you can't pater the father from his onus. When can you pater the father from his onus? Says Rav Shapira, when the son is obligated to live by the father, and he refuses to. He says, okay, that's not my problem. But if the son's supposed to live by the mother and he's just supposed to visit the father, in such a case, says Rav Shapira, he doesn't have to and he refuses to visit the father, the father still has to support him. In this case that we're dealing with over here, it's a case where the psychologist said that it's better for the son not to be with the father. He has a lot of anger at the father and it's bad for the child. So Beis Din said it's better for him to stay with the mother. In the Sefer Mishpatei Shel, Piskei Din of Rav Shel Yisraeli, he talks about a similar case. He says, "Gam seiruv habat levaker etzel ha'av goreret hafsakat tashlum hamizonot." The daughter refuses to visit, even to visit. He doesn't have to pay the mizonos. Ha'isha gisha tviya la'alat mizonot avor habat. Midr tovea v'seder esder pigishot im habat. Nechar she'em esarevet latet lo lipagesh ima, el benochu tzad shlishi. Ba'achlata nesu'at ha'irur. דוחה בית הדין קנה לתזדקקותו לעתירה להגדלת מזונות, כל עוד אין האישה מצייתת להחלטת בית הדין למסור את הילדה לרשות אביה לביקורים סתירים לא נוחותה ולא השכחתו של אדם אחר. So this woman wants more money for the child. The father says, I want to meet my daughter. And the mother says, no way. There has to be a third person there. The Beis Din said they're not going to give her more mizonos. She's not listening to the achlat of the Beis Din. The Beis Din said that she's allowed to go to the father without father doesn't want to not pay at all. Just the mother says, I want more money. The Beis Din says, Ma pitom, you want more money? Ma pitom? You have to let her visit her father. Shapira writes, "Hatakana lazun banav midin tzedaka ina nefkat b'gal chatzifut ha'yiladim." Just because a kid is chutzpedik doesn't mean the father doesn't have to support him. Just like you don't have you're still obligated to give tzedaka if the ani's a chutzpan. Even if the ani's chutzpedik, you still have to give the ani. And he says, "There's no source that we penalize the child when he's rebelling against his father." So Shapira says that if the son doesn't want to visit, then the father still supports him, only if the son is supposed to live with the father. Then the father could say, if he doesn't want to live with me, I don't want to support him. Rav Yisraeli says, in a case where they wanted to increase the mizonos, increase his obligation to support the child, he says, Ma pitom. If the daughter refuses to see the father, he doesn't have to give more. The mother has to listen and give the daughter over to the father. So he was talking about mitzvah the mother. That we're punishing the mother. She's not getting more mizonos because she's refusing to give the daughter over. The mother refuses. So she has to support the child. The father can say, you don't want to give me the child, so I'm not going to support. However, Rav Eliezer Goldschmidt was a famous dayan, and he says that this is only when we're talking about a son. The whole din was said about a son. A son who refuses to go to his father. But if it's a daughter, her place is with the mother anyway, Halpidin. So Mela, since the whole idea is a chiddush, that the father, if the son doesn't want to come to him, he doesn't have to support the son. It only applies to the son, but not to the daughter. We see in Maran Arav in the Ezra's Kohen. Eich afshar lomar she'anishu tinok ben shesh al asher ano rotzeh lazuz me'wahak. We punish a 6-year-old because he doesn't want to leave his mother. אבל באמת לשיטת הרמב״ם אין לנו שום הלכה מקובלת על דבר כפייה לאיזה צד שיהיה ביותר מבין שש. הכל תלוי בראות עיני בית הדין. אלא שחובת אב לתן לו מזונות קבעו רק כשהוא אצל אביו. וממו מעכבת היא חייבת לתן המזונות. So we don't force the father. The Beis Din decides what to do. And the father only has to support the child if the child is with him. If the mother is stopping him, then he doesn't have to give. So you see like this idea of Rav Yisraeli, the Talmud of the Rav, that if the mother is holding back, so the father can say to the mother, it's your problem, not mine. Rav Goldschmidt says that we don't give the child when the child has to be living with the father, not just meeting the father from time to time. The child refuses to live with the father, then that's the only case when we deny the mizonos, that we say the father doesn't have to give mizonos. The kid's supposed to go to the father, the child refuses, the father doesn't have to support him. So one could argue that taking away the mizonos is not an onesh. According to Rav Eliezer Goldschmidt, it's like an onesh. The son refuses to comply, so he doesn't get his mizonos. Rav Yisraeli says it's an onesh on the mother. You can also argue that the halacha establishes hagdarat mizgeret chiyuv ha'av b'mizonot. The father is chayv mizonos under certain circumstances. When the other side meets their part of the deal, then he has to give mizonos. He has his rights. His rights aren't being actualized, so he doesn't have to give. Waldenberg has a tshuva about this in the Piskei Din Rabbaniim, in the 13th volume, on page 20. It's also published in the Tzitz Eliezer. It's a long tshuva. Chelek Tezayin Simen Mem Dalet. So he says that the negation of mizonos, of support from the son who's refusing to go to his father, is not a knas on the son or on his mother, not a penalty. אלא על פי עיקר הדין, הקובע שאף פטור מתשלום מזונות, כל עודיו אינו מקבל עד שזכאי לו על פי דין. He's זכאי על פי דין. See his son, like we said before. His rights aren't being fulfilled, actualized. So he doesn't, he's not obligated in mizonos. So that's Waldenberg's understanding, that the father has rights. However, not everybody agrees with that. Because there was another psak din of Rav Adis, Rav Zsolti, and Rav Yashav, Kulam Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, which is published in the Sefer Piskei Din Rabbaniim, in the first volume on page 75. And it says there that the whole discussion of supporting the children is not a schus of the father. It's not the father's rights. It's not the mother's rights. All we're concerned with is the rights of the children. That's really all that matters. And this whole issue of who the child's going to live with, it's for the child's benefit, not for the parent's benefit. And therefore, the child saying he's not living with the father would not negate mizonos from the child. He has a right to receive mizonos regardless. So that's part one of this journey. Very fascinating. And Mirtz Hashem, we still have a lot more to say about this. I hope we get there. And in the meantime, I hope our horizons have been expanded. And we should be zocha lo modu lalami lishma balansa so the kaim is called every samutara sabiyahava. Thank you so much for listening, Shalom.